Two things that in our readings today have got me thinking. The first one in Genesis chapter 18, and that shock that Abraham has when he realizes that the Lord has come to pay him a visit. His response, it's hurried, and whenever he finds help, he turns to Sarah and says, quick, quick. I was preaching at an event this week and I was told, to my best knowledge, who would be there. But of course, you'll know from going to things yourselves that sometimes you plan for what you know, but you don't plan for what you don't. And of course, getting there, there was someone who I knew who is a theologian and someone who I respect an awful lot. And of course, whenever they are marking you from the pew, you're a little bit worried that what you've come up with won't hit the mark. A little bit like that for Abraham, that in his moment where he has to show hospitality and love, he's hurried in making that happen. The second is a countermeasure to that, and it comes from the gospel reading that Jesus sends the disciples out. Why? He looks at the people and he is moved by compassion. Compassion is that motivation for God to be involved with his people and making us a people of compassion in his world. The gospel reading of Matthew points us outward to mission. The God who called you is the one who is sending you. The disciples know that this isn't some kind of trip or a recreational visit, that this is serious stuff that they've been prepared for. And knowing that they would hit and miss, Jesus is still content that they will learn as they go, but that the goodness that they will show and demonstrate to others will far outmeasure that. The God who knows you better than yourself is asking you to know God and to show God in the places you inhabit. The mission of the disciples, now ours. Our shared identity as followers of Jesus comes with an impetus attached to go to others, to reflect that compassion through ourselves to those who need it most. God has been the one who has sent his people out into the world from the first exchanges in Scripture. It's when we go into the world as peacemakers and healers in God's name that we are recognized as Christ's, as his disciples, and his church, by association, is seen as what it is meant to be. As we go into this work of mission, it's not just about what we bring to the endeavor, but it's about those who we encounter as we proclaim the kingdom of God, telling others that it is near and showing through work that we are making that real. Each of us have journeyed some distance in our lives. And in that journey, whenever we have discovered God and when we have started to walk with him, how is it that we have really known him? In our own ways, over time, we have probably shared stories of our experiences and our encounters with God, considering what that has meant for us and for others, just as the 12 were sent out to build the kingdom, caring for and tending to others, an outward gesture which has an impact on ourselves inwardly. Much of the time that this happens, we end up in conversations with others who want to know our story. human beings were so inquisitive about others, wanting to learn about them, and in doing so to show an interest in who they are. For us, our story is God's story. So we are sharing him with others that we meet as friends and strangers. And these conversations help us to reflect on where we are with God ourselves. When we speak with someone and walk away, we do think back to that conversation afterwards. And if we are speaking of ourselves and our faiths, we start to revisit two things. How we are known, God's presence or his guiding in our lives, in moments of our lives. And then, as we've looked back and shared something, that sense of God's fingerprints on our lives. It's one of those things that we, when we share it, we're reminded of times whenever God has kept us in his hands. Sometimes those moments are easily forgotten, but it's in those moments of communicating who we are and where we have been that we're reminded once again of where God has played his part with us. Jesus' life with the disciples and his commissioning them to go out into the world, extending the Father's work of building a kingdom of justice and peace, was done through people who had quirks and flaws. They weren't perfect. Jesus didn't choose them because they were just like him. He chose them because they were just like them. It was their willingness to act that set them apart. They were people of action by virtue of what they did. Despite opposition and threat that would come, they continued to tell the world and to care for the world in the name of Jesus. That was then. What about now? John Drain, a theologian, in his book, The MacDonaldization of the Church, great title, says something has been wrong in the contemporary world. He says this: in recent years, it's been suggested that this something wrong has been a loss of the mission identity of the church, and it seems that many have found that this suggestion resonates with their own theological convictions. And just as crucial, their observations of church life and discipleship. People find themselves thirsty for being at work in their community, bringing their gospel to bear in their own contexts, and yet finding that the structures of local church frustrate rather than enable their passion. He moves the focus of challenge away from individuals, and he's actually poking the organization to be more dynamic, to be more active. We had a church committee meeting on Tuesday night. It was great. But we talked in that about how to plan to explore and implement a plan for mission in this church. If I'm reading John Drain properly, it should be inclusive rather than exclusive. So if you have an idea, if your walk with God has stirred something up in yourself, if you have a desire to participate in something, let us know. We need to be a doing people. We're trying to open our doors and be increasingly engaged with our community as we look to be more challenged by that call to be a missional church. And then we come back to that story of Jesus sending out the 12. Compassion. At the heart of being a church that is in step with God, the idea of serving those to whom we are sent is key. We are the people of a God who are essentially self-giving, self-sacrificing, and being that echo of God's love to other people? Are there issues that have been at the forefront of our community life that the church can respond to in grace and mercy? You know. Might this be an opportunity to be disciples as we are called to be, or the ones who accept hospitality and learn to be with others within our community, in company, accompanying them on their journeys? We're not in a bad place. Actually, this building houses another number of communities, groups of people who, like us, come together before the living God. So in creative and collaborative ways, this building is being used. The Nepalese, the Fijians, army units, military musicians, local initiatives, all participating in the life of this church. But it's not just about walls and a roof, it's about people. So while we are being blessed by the building, how are we blessing others? You can poke me afterwards, but I think we all go back to the things that we know as familiar. Church of England defines its mission through five things, five marks of mission. The first one, tell. Proclaim the good news of the kingdom. Let other people know what it is you believe and why. Teach. Teach and nurture new believers, the people who we know or those who we are found to be amongst, who are young Christians. What is it that we can do to be a part of the way that they are taught? Tend. Think about those who need to see a loving presence or a loving service in their lives. That compassionate action of Jesus being one that we take upon ourselves and then show to others. And transform. Understanding that whenever we are able to tackle the obstacles for ourselves and others, that we keep it going. That there is a momentum for us to be people who are able, with God's help, to transform the world that we live in. And lastly, treasure. Strive to play a part, whatever that is, in transforming and safeguarding the integrity of the world that is precarious at the moment, in looking after creation and doing our piece to keep it the way that God would have it. Lastly, if you're able to remember, if you forget, let me remind you after the service. Something I came across as I prepared for today was what's called the Mission Theology and Apologetics Group, otherwise known as MTAG. And what they produce is excellent stuff. If there's something in you that responds to written word, something that stirs up your thoughts and your ideas for the future, have a look at what they have produced. Writers, teachers, and theologians who come together to look at the issues that affect the church and its mission in a society like ours. If it's not for you, look at those resources, those things that you are comfortable with, and allow them to help you explore where you are doing your part for God, his kingdom, and his church.